Boxes were all filled with gifts, big and small. But sharing pure love is the greatest gift of all. Stay cozy, my people, and have a Boss year.
Get into the holiday spirit with Boss and our ultimate gifting edit. Visit your nearest store or explore our curated selection online at boss.com.
Imagine you open your favorite box of cereal, but instead of a prize inside, you find a folded up note detailing how secret societies control the population. This has been the reality for residents of Pennsylvania and neighboring states for nearly a decade. They've been disturbed by these messages delivered via sealed food products, retail clothing, and even trees in public parks. Who's sending these messages, and what do they want? This week's episode is The Schuylkill Notes.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
I'm gonna kill you. Oh, well, you got a cereal box with a prize inside, and the prize is you bet to learn the truth, baby.
Lies! Did we have cereals as kids with prizes? There were, right?
Uh-huh, I did.
What were they? I didn't really eat cereal as a kid. For some reason, I never liked it. And then the only cereal my brother really liked was Cheerios. So we were a Cheerios household. But I never really ate breakfast. So I didn't get into the cereal craze. Now, I will devour a bowl of Honey Bunches of Oats. But they don't give you a prize in it.
Only regularity with the fiber. With the Honey Bunches of Oats. No, as a kid, yeah, I loved like Cookie Crisps, Reese's Puffs, all types of Crunch Berries, Captain Crunch, you know, the Oops All Berries without berries, with love all the Monster cereal. So we were a big cereal fit. And sometimes I would be like, you got to buy me that cereal because it has this whatever Power Ranger toy in it or tie-in. And they were, in my recollection, often worse than a McDonald's Happy Meal toy, mm-hmm. you know, just like not as thick. I mean, I don't, when they do the special toys nowadays, I feel like they're nicer. But in our day, I feel like we had some vinyl, those fake nuggets, the Fraggle Rock cars. I mean, from McDonald's, we had good toys as a kid.
McDonald's definitely used to have a better toy game.
Like back a solid in the 80s, toy, yes.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, but then it got to the point when I was a little bit older, maybe like fourth, fifth grade, it would be like, a paper airplane. And so then it's like the pieces of it, and then you like take it out. And so it was stuff that was flat.
The cardboard pieces. Yeah. I do remember. I remember Cracker Jacks and getting little tattoos or little toys in those. And I thought that was so cool.
It's fun.
What do you mean? I get candy and a toy in the same box?
Was it Bazooka Joe, right? I also had like a tattoo on it and like little jokes and stuff.
So.
Yeah, anytime you open something and you are expecting a prize, you're so excited. But if you're like, I'm just going to have some Nutella, and you unscrew it and there's a piece of paper between your lid and the metal protector, you're like, well, someone's unscrewed my Nutella before me, and I don't want someone performing prima nocta on my Nutella. I'm the only one that gets to unscrew it.
No, it's a federal crime to tamper with food products, and especially post-COVID, the idea of that is – really unnerving to, I don't even want to say a lot of people. I would say everyone. Like,
don't
I don't think anybody wants somebody. But what was interesting in doing research for this, and it's not like I didn't know this, but you just kind of don't think about it. Consumers tend to think, it goes straight from the factory to that shelf. And like two people have touched it. And that's just not the case. Like so many people touch the product from the time it's on the assembly line to the where you're buying it in the store, that a lot of hands see it along the way.
And it's like almost that show with, wasn't it Mark Summers that was like How It's Made, and he would do like factory tours and stuff. Anytime you like conceptualize from like when the cardboard was made into the box, I mean, how it's touched so many other people. But we all think and hope that the things that are touched by all those people are sealed in packages and don't contain information about the Illuminati.
Yeah. most of us don't want to open that. And it's quite a shock when you do. I have found little notes before. I remember finding one, it might have been Barnes & Noble. It was some bookstore and it was like in a book, you know? So you kind of feel like, or a library and you open it and like the truth falls out.
Let's say recently I opened a library book and it was like a thing about, it was a sermon, a religious sermon thing that's about, probably about as big as these notes, but it's like professionally printed, grammatically correct, legible, and based on...
still a bit unhinged.
It was, yeah.
But please don't slip that in my library. Someone ran this through Grammarly or a spell check before they just hit print and dispersed them throughout.
Went ham for sure. Yeah, this... it seems like it's concentrated in Pennsylvania. So those in the Commonwealth who are listening, let us know if you've received one of these or you know someone who has, because it's almost like anytime this is mentioned, there are people in comments or calling news stations saying, oh, yeah, I found that, too. I just didn't know what it was and threw it away. Mm-hmm. So it seems like a concerted first time that people are trying to put these all together. And we're going to put them all together for y'all.
I believe a patron of ours from Texas recently found one. Oh, there have been a couple found in Texas, and then one or two other states too, but primarily it is Pennsylvania. So if you've seen these, but it's not just grocery stores and stuff, as we'll talk about, you could just be out trying to enjoy a nature walk and hanging from a tree is a little surprise, which anytime I see something hanging from a tree that isn't an animal or some kind of fruit on a nature walk, I just go to Blair Witch Project and it ruins it all.
Yeah, I don't want to be near it or touch it because I'm like, that's your business, whoever did that. But a lot of folks are like, I don't know, I found a plastic baggie full of paper, so I picked it up and immediately touched it. I'm like, well, that's the difference between us.
I wouldn't even touch a pocket knife that we found in the parking lot. Where were
we? The old timer. RIP to the old timer, baby. We were in Weston, West Virginia.
That's where
we opened up a door trying to get out. There's a pocket knife on the ground that says old timer on it. So we picked it up and put it in the rental car.
Everyone made fun of me because I was using a receipt to pick it up. And I was like, I don't know who's touched this or if it's been used in a crime. And then you opened it.
I did.
And it appeared that there was some blood on it. So,
or rust. It could have been either.
Could have been either.
It's now National Rental Car's problem because we turned the rental car in and he goes, this had 0 miles on it when you drove it away. You were the very first people to drive in this car. And we're like, it's weird that it came from the manufacturer with a knife in the back seat. So just keep an eye out for that.
We couldn't fly back with it and we didn't check our luggage, but I also didn't want to leave it in the parking lot of the Target for like a kid to find. So we took it and then who knows where it is.
Probably in the National Rental Car, either lost and found or the employee just took it, which I would have. I mean, it's like we weren't going to take it on the plane. I would have had to mail it to ourselves. It would have been $20 or something to mail it.
If we hadn't had to fly, I would have taken it, but we did, and it wasn't going to be worth all that. But
now we've done our part.
If you're missing a pocket knife from Western West Virginia that was the old timer, you might want to check with National Rental Car at the airport.
Yeah, at Pittsburgh. So good luck on that drive. But yeah, we were just here in Pennsylvania, not near Schuylkill County, but we were in central Pennsylvania at least, driving through to get to the Trans-Allegheny, and we're about to be driving through a lot of the Midwest. We're about to go into St. Louis on the next full moon.
Yeah, we are. We are headed back on tour on our full moon energy tour. You'll hear all about the darker side of the moon, what it does to us, what lurks up there, and what people think really happened during the Apollo missions. Those astronauts came back on different people.
They saw some shit.
From legend and lore to the mysterious and macabre, Full Moon Energy brings together everything you love most about the podcast. This isn't a show that we release on the main feed. Mm-mm. It is our live show. If you have seen it, we've added some stuff since 2023. So come on back. And if you haven't seen it, We certainly hope to see you in one of these cities. Heather, where all are we headed?
We're starting out in St. Louis on May 15th on the full moon, and then we're headed to Chicago, Milwaukee, Charlotte, Raleigh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Toronto, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, San Diego, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Dallas. So if you're listening, St. Louis, Chicago, Milwaukee, this is next week. It is time to get your tickets now. Go to sinisterhood.com/liveshows because the time is out. The moon is nigh. It is rising, and we will see you at the City Winery there in Chicago, or the Vivarium in Milwaukee, or the City Winery in St. Louis as well.
I'm very excited about going to the City Museum in St. Louis too. I've heard from multiple people, listeners and personal friends of mine, that it is very cool. You've been, correct?
I have been. Yeah, so I'm busted my ass in the
that's right.
What do you call it? Ball pit. I fell down in the ball pit.
My other friend busted her ass in the
airplane.
No, like the tubes, but they're made out of like rebar or something.
Yeah, on the way up to the airplane part. It's so, I've been training.
From what I gather, it's kind of a treacherous museum. It's
like Ninja Warrior for sure. But we'll see y'all there. So yeah, go to sinisterhood.com/liveshows so we can party and talk about the moon together. But today we're going to talk about these notes together.
What are the chances that one of these notes has been left on the moon and we just haven't found it yet?
That's it. See, this is why we got to get back up there.
Somebody's got to get back up there. I can tell you, do a lot of digging.
I'm going to save it first. So, what do we think? But the moon absolutely plays into all of this.
It does with most things. So, wouldn't surprise me. Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get into it. In 2015, at a mall in central Pennsylvania, a Reddit user found something odd. Inside the changing room, they spotted a small white note, along with several brochures. An archived version of the now-deleted post shows the brochure was printed with a return address from Seminars Unlimited in Keene, Texas, a printing company for Christian and religious outreach materials. It was advertising a series of lectures at a church in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, titled
Islam and Christianity in the Coming Conflict.
The pamphlet featured a collage image of Barack Obama, Vladimir Putin, Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini, and Pope Francis, badly photoshopped over explosions, helicopters, and tanks.
It looks like a meme that your boomer relative would post and would be like, they're trying to hide something from us.
It's quite the lineup of leaders, I guess.
Yes.
All of these are a leader of some sort on the front there, but it definitely from... Not even having to open any type of brochure, you're like, well, this seems a bit unhinged and rather apocalyptic and dire.
Apocalyptic is a great word for it. And it shouldn't surprise anyone that the back of the brochure offers free versions of free admission, free parking, free study material, free things for children. I'm like, I'm bet. But the titles are like Tidings from the East and the Mark of the Beast.
Yeah.
You know,
some of the titles, though, kind of ate because there was one that was like Tidings from the East and the Mark of the Beast. When Michael stands up, the worst ever time of trouble could be a Taylor Swift song for real.
When Michael
rescues his people and Millennium and the New Earth, which sounds like maybe a PowerPoint presentation that you have to go to for your job.
And that's what they had. They would do it at Y2K. It's like, well, it's just the same presentation we have from Y2K. But it looks like, it's, you know, and there's also a part about Hillary Clinton and that there's a whole thing about she knows all the secrets and that she's a top secret Russian spy. So it sort of encompasses everything right away.
The picture that they use of Hillary, though, is the one that's been on so many memes where she's got the dark sunglasses texting. On. Yeah. And then there's a little drawing in the other corner that says Russian spy. And underneath, in quotes, like his nickname, it says the hacker. And then Hillary Clinton underneath her name, in quotes, it says the moron.
Ouch. Damn, it says, Boris says, I know all the secrets of the U.S. State Department and what furniture Hillary Clinton wants in her house. So you can kind of see where that's all coming from and going towards.
It really seems like the type of things that we would be handed leaving a concert at American Airlines Center. In fact, I feel like these very images have been displayed on huge poster boards outside of the Justin Bieber show.
Yes. Yeah. That piece I wrote about the Justin Bieber where it was like they were just trying to get you to like pray. And I'm like, we just prayed for like 2 hours in there with Justin Bieber. And now you want me to do it out here.
Didn't know but we were going to, but we
They clearly shop at the same printing factory of like the those protest signs, some goofy ass looking protest signs. Sinister Hood will be right back.
The small slip of paper found with the brochures was even more strange. Rife with strange abbreviations, it began with a larger font spelling out racism and continued into a longer paragraph, reading,
"Racism and sexism aren't always random events in society. They're often tied to the control secret societies, SS, have had over cultures and their religions and major institutions for thousands of years. The KKK, Nazis, and Mafia came out of the Vatican."
The note goes on to mention the Illuminati, mass shootings, suicide bombings, and ties between Muslim leaders and the Catholic Pope. It encourages the reader to
research red-haired royalty archaeology, subterranean cities, Saturn worship, UN racism sterilizing Africa.
The bizarre writings ended with
an armed and suspicious American public is their main obstacle. Yeah, it's hard to convey because I just read words. It doesn't have words on it.
It's a lot of word salad and some like you, not even words. Some are like it's like asterisks in between stuff. So your mind is just kind of filling in the blank of like what it says. But what I garner from it is a bunch of scary buzzwords that people, usually politicians that are, you know, super right-winged would like throw out there to just kind of get people riled up, start, you know, scare the masses, start something where you're like, what is this? This feels, it's like, it's fear-mongering.
Yeah, Alex Jones style, right? The globalists, the globalists are holding, they have a globalist agenda. So it's, to me, it's moving further toward Alex Jones, David Icke, who's a British kind of a version of that, where they're like pushing these large scale conspiracy theories that like we did with QAnon, where we're like, oh, it's starting to get so sticky that it's just every conspiracy theory is somehow connected with some sort of Charlie Kelly red, you know, Pepe Silva type of line. And yeah, the Skeptical Inquirer shows a hodgepodge of every conspiracy theory. It's like,
hodgepodge is a good way to describe what this all looks like.
Yeah.
No one posted online about receiving any further notes until the next year, in 2016. A cashier at a grocery store in eastern Pennsylvania posted a note they found on the belt as they were checking out customers. The note was folded so only one word could be seen. Lies. Once unfolded, it contained a long paragraph with similar font and formatting to the 2015 changing room note, complete with all the strange abbreviations and use of punctuation. It read in part,
"Terrorism and mass shootings aren't just random acts. They're often destabilizing efforts of secret societies. Socialism, the mafia, major media, and public education grew out of the Illuminati."
It also mentioned Saturn worship, corruption in major religions, and ended with,
"World government is the goal. An armed and increasingly suspicious American public is their number one obstacle."
So these don't sound really like new ideas. I mean, these are ideas we've heard for a long time, that there's an Illuminati, some kind of cabal that is, you know, mass shootings and stuff like that are paid actors. They're
inside
not
job.
Real. Again, Alex Jones and his whole Sandy Hook nonsense. And then that, you know, the American public is their number one obstacle. Well, when you read that, you're like, I'm part of the American public. I should be scared because these people are trying to take something over. And you're like, but I still don't really know what I'm supposed to be scared about because this is still such like nonsense and rambling.
Yeah, they need to work a little bit on not giving homework at the end of it either. It's like, research for yourself the following. And I'm like, well, I just got a brochure to get more information and I'm now being told to go get more information. I'm like, I could have done this on my own.
Right.
So yeah, it is just like, these are buzzwords of a person who seems really fixated and obsessed on them, because the two notes aren't exactly the same insofar as content, but the formatting is the same. And there is some overlap in, as far as, you know, the American public and being armed. It sounds like a fear-mongering of they're trying to take our guns as well.
For sure. I read that there basically have been found like two styles of notes, and one is in big font is lies, and the other one in big font is racism. But within, they're basically the same words, just rearranged in different ways. But it is definitely a us against them mentality in a dangerous way.
Yeah, and it's the most recent one, which we'll get to. There's been about six different ones that I've seen that have at least those variations on those themes. And the most recent one we'll get to, it turned a little aggressive there towards the end.
I would say even these are pretty aggressive, but they're not calling any one person out yet. Mm-hmm. In June of 2019, another Reddit user found a strange note while hiking in the woods on a trail near a campground in Virginia. According to the user, the note was wrapped in plastic and sitting on a rock. It read like the prior notes, beginning with the word lies in a large font. It also made mention of terrorism, mass shootings, and illegal immigration as destabilizing efforts of secret societies, and warned of
an older race called Dragon Kings, DK, priesthood of Saturn.
It ended with the warning,
DK distract us with drugs, sports, screen time.
Now we got to bring screen time into this.
And dragons.
don't bring dragons into this. But honestly, Dragon King, all of it is coded just white supremacy language.
Yeah, it's reptilian. It's that same anti-Semitic David Icke, like the reptilians are really the ones running the show. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean about reptilians. And it's like, you mean Jews, like you are being anti-Semitic and you're making it's like. Last podcast on the left recently covered David Icke, but I didn't get to listen to all of it. But Marcus put it as it's just blood libel and new clothes. Like they're it's just a new coded kind of way to continue to be that way. And Dragon Kings is the Saturn connection is a strange thing of believing that Saturn is really kind of a radio beacon that they run it all from. And then the moon is an amplifier.
That's what the rings are for, Heather. Yes. They're like, they just tune into different frequencies.
You worship, that's what you worship is Saturn. I'm like, it's kind of far away. I don't know.
It is far away. But yeah, the whole thing is, you know, you're just taking a stroll in the woods and you see something like this. Yeah. And I was watching a TikTok last night that we'll link in the show notes. And this guy, he was like, I think I was here in the forest as this person was planting the notes because they had got 30 of them and they were all, I mean, there's footage of him showing them and they're all, you know, he's gathered them all up outside and they're all these tiny little notes wrapped in plastic with, you know, like rope or string around them and then either sitting on the ground or hanging from a tree. Somebody was out there putting all those up, and he said they seemed very fresh, like they had just been hung up because he had found them before, too. I guess if you go hiking a lot out there, it's not that uncommon to see them. But he said these look like they were hot off the press.
I don't like that. Whereas, like, it's one thing if you find kind of a weathered-looking plastic bag with a note in it because you're like, oh, they must have put it out here a few days ago. But to have it, like, on top of a fresh snowfall, you're like, oh, no.
And it looks like it was just placed there. You're like, so this person is currently in the woods with me then.
Yeah, because we're real far from a trailhead. So that's very frightening.
Mm-hmm. Nearly a year later, just as the frenzy of the COVID-19 pandemic was heating up in April of 2020, folks living in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, began posting on social media for support after finding similarly odd notes. Residents of Pottsville, Ashland, and other cities posted online asking whether anyone else had found an odd printed message in a consumer-packaged food product. Once home from the grocery store, people would open sealed packages of food or beverages, only to find a tightly folded slip of white paper inside. Roughly the size of an index card when unfolded, the papers also referenced secret societies and mass violence like the notes posted on Reddit. The new notes included even more text than prior ones. The author also mentioned JFK, Europe's Aryan elite, Jesuits, Masons, the Illuminati, secret rites, Oprah, Obama, Putin, Osteen, Gates, the Dalai Lama, Trump, Peru, Easter Isle, and dragon kings, among other topics.
And it will just be in a long list like that. It'll just say, you know, just like, and then it's a list and they're all separated by slashes. I put one of the lists in one of the note text in ChatGPT and just said, make me a list of the following things: proper names, product names, locations, just because I was like, I'm not going to sit here and highlight every single one. And that's what I think ChatGPT is great for, is a closed, limited universe and doing like a rote task. And it is just a long list. I mean, it's amazing what all they can really cram into that tiny piece of paper because of the abbreviation.
Yeah. And again, it's just these buzzwords of like, you know, regurgitated names and memes you've seen of like who's in the cabal that runs the world now, and everything.
I do think Joel Osteen is an evil person who's in an elite that's probably trying to run secret society.
Oh, I'm sure, you know, he's a devil, but a broken clock's right twice a day. I'm not saying everything in these things are lies. Everyone who reported finding the notes on social media explained how they were found inside otherwise sealed, brand new packaged food and goods. The notes appeared to have been slipped underneath the cracks in the box tops, as the notes were found in the food's cardboard box, but outside of the internal sealed plastic bags. Most people who found the notes immediately discarded the food, concerned about possible product tampering. The online publication Cole Speaker aggregated the reports in one of the first articles on the subject, published in April of 2020.
Real talk, if I open a brand new package of something, if it cost me more than $6 and the paper was in between the bag and the box, I would still eat the thing in the bag.
Yeah.
I would. I would.
I mean, if I'm confident it didn't touch the food. I mean, I think I'm probably going to eat it. My bigger question how the fuck did this get in here? You know, like at what point was this put in here? That would be the mystery I'd be trying to solve while munching on my Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm eating the Crunch Berry, but I will go on next door and be like, anybody else found a note? Because it sounds like the person, maybe the pandemic, the perpetrator had more time on their hands, or they weren't going hiking as much.
True. Or the grocery stores were not as populated, so it was easier to maybe do things nefarious undetected.
Interesting.
Then in June of 2020, the online publication Coal Region Canary reported two more incidents. On the third of that month, a mother in Western Schuylkill County found a strange note folded up in the sealed package of some children's Tylenol she purchased for her son. At first, she told the outlet she thought perhaps it was medication instructions.
Until I saw the word lies in large lettering.
The woman panicked as she had already given the medicine to her son. She called the company and was told to call poison control instead. In the end, both the boy and the product were unharmed, except for the presence of the note.
This word's going too far. You gotta stop sticking in kids' medicine.
I would probably not give my kids medicine, especially medicine. Like, that's something that you're already kind of like, it's a whole other thing. So now, and I imagine the people that are posting these notes also have some hot takes about medicine and vaccines and stuff like that. So I just don't know, like, what, you know, what else has gone on with this box. And in the
end, someone's like, I'm saving the kids by, like, diluting the medicine or something,
In the end, it's not worth it, you know, to the potential of, like, harm. But very scary to buy something as innocuous as, like, children's medicine and you get something like this inside of it.
And that you've given to your kid a million times and you're just like, oh, yeah, you just every one of us has opened up a box of medication to get a bottle out of it and thrown away a piece of paper that's like, here's ways to take it. It's like, I'll just Google it later. I'm going to throw that away.
But unless it says lies in huge font when you open it.
Fuck.
The Canary also reported that days later, a woman purchased a box of Duncan Hines French vanilla cake mix at a grocery store near the Schuylkill, Lebanon County line. She opened the sealed box intending to make a cake for her coworkers. When she found the note, she told the Canary she threw the whole thing away. She told the outlet she thought it may have been a prank from her boyfriend, but he denied involvement. She said,
it was folded real small, and so the only word on the front was lies. And I thought, oh my God, what is this? I was scared and I thought, why would someone put this in here? When I unfolded it, I thought, man, the world has really gone crazy.
So like, you know what we need? A vanilla Duncan Hines cake mix to make Saul feel better. And now she can't make it for her coworkers because of this.
It's like, do you know that they're trying to control us? Well, the only thing I'm trying to control is making a cake for tomorrow. And now I can't. And now I have to explain to Daryl when it's his birthday why he's not getting a cake. It's because the cake mix had to get thrown out.
I think you got to take the note with you.
Yeah.
And show your when name. It's cake time, instead you're like, I have to an announcement. And then you just, you know. You read it and you explain, like, this is what happened. And then you say, what would you have done? Would you have made this cake or would you have tossed it?
You say, there will be no cake, but there will be a live reading of the note. Lies.
With her cake mix thrown out and her boyfriend not the one to blame, the woman was left to speculate as to the author's motive. She told the Canary.
Honestly, I think it's someone who's heavily opinionated about the KKK and Illuminati. It says that public education, sports, drugs, and universities are tools of control. That's odd because it feels like we're being held hostage with life anymore. Like first the COVID, now riots, and now these are popping up everywhere. It feels like the feeling you get when someone's watching you and you can feel them staring at you. Scary. I don't really know how else to explain it.
So again, I'm not going to say this whole thing is a lie because... I mean, public education, sports, and drugs in universities are tools of control.
In a way.
That have been set up by our government. So, you know, I mean, there's like nuggets of truth, but it's sandwiched in between scary buzzwords. So you kind of can't even like suss out like, okay, there might be like something that makes sense here. Most people would just look at it and toss it because it's the ramblings of an unhinged person.
No, true. But I mean, it sounds like... The Duncan Hines gal was kind of already resentful of the lockdowns and had calling the historic protests of summer of 2020, quote, riots. That strikes me in a way I don't like, but it's interesting to see in the area that it's in that maybe perhaps the person disseminating the notes is looking for like-minded folks and thinks that people in or around that area might be like-minded, although they're all coming to Reddit and Facebook saying, what the hell is this? So maybe not.
That's the thing, is nowhere on the note is it like, if you agree, contact, and gives a number or an email or an address. So it's like, okay, I do agree with this. Now what? It's
research like, for you yourself.
You just wait in the grocery store and hopes that somebody comes back. It's more of just like proselytizing and not really trying to get people to anywhere. It's just distributing information.
Yeah, it's not like they're trying to sell you anything or get you to join a group. It's just FYI.
Little FYI.
Sinister Hood will be right back.
As the notes gathered more attention, a sleuth on Reddit took a crack at solving the mystery. They dubbed the odd ramblings the Schuylkill Notes, as most were found in that county of Pennsylvania. So far, users have identified at least 6 variations of notes being left either in food packages or public green spaces.
And someone said they were at a Salvation Army and they were in the pocket of some pants in the area.
Another person was at not a Cabela, but a store like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought a vest and it was
in the vest pocket.
In the pocket of that. Yeah. And so that I would be a little less alarmed by because it's not my food, but still you're like, well, someone's going around just sticking these things wherever. And then it's kind of like, what's interesting is the person doing it has no idea the person that will pick it up.
They just want the info out there.
They just got to get it out there, which to me is kind of like how JWs have to have so many hours of like, you know, preaching to people and stuff. Yeah. I think someone that is constructing notes like this is probably not mentally well and is just like trying to get it out there to as many people and has a whole bag of them. And wherever they're at, they just stick them here and there.
Making copies.
Reddit user hair_deodorant also combed the comments section of a February 2021 post on the mildly interesting subreddit with interesting results. The original post was from someone who had found one of these notes in an unopened box of Pop-Tarts. Over 20 people commented that they had found similar notes. Their responses detailed a litany of consumer products as to where these messages had been slipped, including a package of gauze at CVS, two different types of Lindt chocolate bars, and boxes of tea, Nilla wafers, Lucky Charms, Pop-Tarts, Kind Bars, Dole fruit cups, Ritz crackers, Malt oatmeal, Reese's Pieces, Crystal Light tea packets, crackers, Barbara's Oat Crunch cereal, popsicles, and Mott's gummies.
So it's not even coming from one manufacturer, one store even. You know, if it's like Nilla wafers can be, or CVS brand gauze versus cereal from the grocery store, you know, I don't think that that's coming from the same factory.
Right. Yeah. Mott's and CVS gauze aren't made at the same place. And people have found them in boxes like the box candy, you know, like Milk Duds, Hot Tamales, stuff like that. I mean,
that's fucked up because it's going to touch the Milk Duds. I would throw those away.
That's what I would think. Yeah, I would throw them away if they're, and also I'd be so pissed off because Milk Duds is one of my favorite candies. So if I opened that and then I was like, you bitch.
It's like, I'll solve the Skookle Notes mystery so I can kill the person who did the Skookle Notes because they took my Milk Duds. And it's like, it was a box of Milk Duds. That's how it's going to get solved.
No, but you would. I wouldn't know until like 11 p.m. at night when I went to open them I'm watching a show.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm like, well, do I just take out the top ones that touched it?
And how then far can anthrax travel down a box of Milk Duds? Hey, Siri.
Other users claim to have found them when hiking, including one commenter who found two notes hanging on tree branches on a trail in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, nicely folded into saran wrap and paper clipped to a little wire hook. Another user wrote,
I found close to a dozen of these in the last few days at Memorial Lake State Park. They're wrapped in plastic and hung in bushes along the trails. I threw them away. I hate people who litter in the woods. Me too.
That's a good point.
Good job.
I mean, you are littering. Yeah.
For You're leaving plastic, paper, and metal, like paper clips and wire and stuff like that. You're leaving all this garbage in the woods. Like, fuck off. Stop doing that. Go slip them in Pop-Tarts like a normal person.
Yeah, it's not natural stuff that can just easily decompose. I think if you're going to do the woods, you got to have a separate operation. And it's got to be on like stuff that's just like natural materials.
Yeah. Somehow figure out how to print it on a leaf and then put the leaf back out into nature. But don't put your funk into nature.
Mm-mm.
Leave it as you found it.
A major change happened in December of 2023. In Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, Joe Miller claimed he found a note inside the bag inside of a box of Lucky Charms. Although it has also been reported that because Mr. Miller poured the cereal directly from the box, that the note still could have been between the cardboard and the plastic bag, meaning it had not been in contact with the food. Mr. Miller described for reporters, though,
I open up the box. Usually I open it up and take the bag out, and then I open the bag like this. So I poured it out in my bowl, and out came this little paper that was all folded up just like this.
NBC News did not reveal the contents of the note, but a blurred version appears similar to the prior notes from Reddit. The news station confirmed,
the note contains a mashup of words and references to current events and conspiracy theories. And yeah, you can't quite see it, but you can see the size and like the formatting and the lines. It's like the same amount of just like tiny font, long lines. Mm-hmm.
I think this is sus, personally. I think it's just if he's the only one that's found it inside the bag, that's, to me, what makes it sus. And also all the footage, the bag is already open. And he's showing the reporters, like reenacting it. However, it's not like he opened it on camera for the first time. So I think, I don't know, I think Mr. Miller maybe possibly thought it could have fallen out. Or people love 15 minutes of fame. And he certainly got it because it was all over the news stations.
I mean, like you said, maybe he was confused. He seemed really shooketh by it and upset in the footage of him talking to the reporter. And he reenacts it and shows like it was inside the plastic part. Some people on Reddit said, and I agree, I mean, it may just be like the manufacturer when you rip it. They make those bag sealers that are very small and relatively easy to carry around with you. And the Skeptical Inquirer guy said, listen, you can reseal the bottom of a box, like a cardboard box with like double thick side tape, a glue gun, a glue stick, like certain adhesives and stuff. So my concern is I don't want to write this person off and go, oh, he just made it up to be famous. If the person putting the notes is escalating, and they've begun to open stuff and tamper with it a little bit more. And I think that's why he called the FBI. So my other thing is, if he's lying, he's very stupid to have then called the FBI, because they'll find out pretty quick that you've lied to the FBI. So that was the only thing that I felt he was a little bit more legitimate, in that his first call was the FBI. And because he had also seen it on iTeam News or whatever, he called the iTeam News guy. But I would hate to think that this person is like getting worse and going further.
Personally, I don't think that's what happened, but I think Occam's razor would be somebody is just sticking it in on the shelves of the grocery aisle, instead of like taking something, going home, taking the time to like tamper with it, and then I guess return it to the store. There's a lot of steps involved in doing that.
There's a lot of steps involved in all of this.
Yeah, as far as the printing, but I think once you print it out and stuff. But I was watching this TikTok of a woman whose former partner was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and she said he did this exact same thing. He would write Bible verses and scripture on tiny little pieces of paper and roll them up into little bitty scrolls and take them with them when they went out. And if he thought that
drop them.
Anyone bad had – like even walked a trail in a park they were at or something, he would leave one there almost as a way to like combat the evil.
Like a protective spell kind of thing. Yeah, almost.
And she said he would leave them all over the place, including like at grocery stores and stuff. She never said he slipped them like straight up into boxes of stuff. But it was interesting that another person was like, oh, my partner who was diagnosed with a mental health disorder did this exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is perhaps a way of coping with whatever diagnosis they have. Or maybe they don't have a diagnosis, which sadly it sounds like this person is not getting the help they need. So maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Miller told WBRE News.
It's not the note that really bothers me. It's that these notes are found inside food, like kids' food.
The man was upset by the situation and lamented.
I'm probably not going to eat it. I don't know what's inside the cereal, or was this note laced with anything?
In addition to the news, Mr. Miller contacted the FBI. The news station contacted General Mills, who confirmed the company is aware and investigating the situation.
And I'm sure all the food companies are probably concerned, because they don't want there to be any kind of a lacing situation that they are going to get blamed for somewhere down the line.
That definitely seems like a worst case scenario. One user who has seen the notes in person described lines along the edges, which appeared to be where the pages had been cut with a paper cutter. Hoping to track down the printer the notes came from, another Redditor used macro photography to look for MIC dots, also known as machine identification code dots or printer steganography. MIC dots are a digital watermark left by certain color laser printers and copiers on every printed page, allowing identification of the device which was used to print a document. The mystery notes don't contain any dots at all. This narrows down the possible printer used to make them, meaning the notes are created on either an older model inkjet printer or reproduced with a copy machine.
I didn't even know this was a thing you could look at. That's so cool.
I think most people wouldn't. And so that's why a lot of people are like, well, I'll never be found out. And you're like, you don't know about mic dots, do you?
That it's like, they were giving you away.
Back to everything.
Yeah. The whole time.
It seems like the most efficient way to do it would be to print one out and then make a bunch of copies and then use a paper cutter to cut them all out, which could be done at a variety of places.
Or at home. I had a paper cutter at home growing up.
Yeah, true. While the notes are riddled with grammatical and spelling errors, making them barely legible, some sleuths have claimed the notes contain a cipher and the rambling information is meant to distract from its real meaning. A hidden secret message. The message? There is a global conspiracy afoot, and the billionaires and big corporations of the world are in charge of the secret society that is behind the entire thing. Attempting to make sense of the messages, Coal Region Canary implemented the help of ChatGPT to decipher the concerning ramblings. hoping for a neutral response. The publication prompted the bot with the parameter,
don't use the phrase conspiracy theories or conspiracy theory.
With that, ChatGPT provided the following summation of the note.
This message appears to reference various ideas often associated with secretive societies and symbol interpretation. It seems to argue that secret societies, abbreviated as SS, are orchestrating world events and are linked with multiple institutions and symbols across society, ranging from corporations, educational organizations, to religious groups. The societies are implicated in everything, from riots to terrorism, and it's implied that the late U.S. President John F. Kennedy had warned about their influence. Various symbols are mentioned as being connected with these societies. For instance, the message draws connections to Saturn, known as the Lord of the Rings, and many other symbols, such as a cross with ring/fire, cubes and squares, pyramids, eyes, spirals, a black sun, etc. Brands and institutions such as Toyota, NBC, the CIA, Yale, Harvard, the Department of Education, Paramount, and Disney are all implicated. Various other symbols, ranging from geometric shapes to colors, are also interpreted as part of the society's messaging or influence. The message mentions numerous other entities, like the Vatican, the EU, the FBI, and China, along with specific symbolism like the stars and dots ring, the crescent with a star, bars and lines, cups and bowls, crowns with cross swords, and even colors like red, orange, and pink. The text refers to the secret societies as a front for an ancient race called Dragon Kings, DK, attributing them as the origin of modern royalty. The alleged agendas of the Dragon Kings are mentioned, such as surveillance, debt, inflation, societal confusion, and misconduct by the elite. The text also mentions many hand signals and movements which it suggests are coded messages from people involved in these societies. High-profile individuals, such as Oprah and Elon Musk, are listed as potential individuals using these signs. Toward the end, the text suggests there is a resistance growing against these societies, implying that they seek a disarmed population, which could imply a call to arms or vigilant self-defense. It's important to note that the interpretations here are derived from the text and should not be considered as factual or verifiable information, given the broad and somewhat cryptic nature of the assertions made.
Well, the robot summed it up nicely.
Yeah, like I said, if it's a closed universe of like, tell me just what this text says, AI is usually pretty good about not making too much stuff up, but yeah, Elon and Oprah being mentioned alongside those hand gestures, that's some stuff you see on when I get into the more kooky side of conspiracy TikTok.
Yeah, the Illuminati stuff and yeah.
Of like covering the eye or like making triangles or like Spock, whatever.
Spock stuff. Yeah, and also nobody's off limits. Pretty much anybody that's a big corporation or a billionaire or even Ivy League school, anyone with money, Paramount and Disney, they're all part of this as far as this person's concerned, the Vatican, the FBI. It's again, like someone took all of the conspiracy theories and buzzwords and problematic things that, you know, we see like reposted and reposted on socials and kind of just condensed it into one index card. But it wouldn't all fit, so they had to, like, cut the words in half. And so it just kind of doesn't make any sense. But this is basically what they're saying.
They're like, people will know what we mean. Just abbreviate it. I did notice that, because I was looking up Saturnalia, Saturn worship and stuff, so I ended up in some weird YouTube videos of people that kind of believe it. That's what I like to look at. Not to take it as the truth, but I'm like, what are in the comments? People are like, you are so smart, young lady. You have really figured this out. For this YouTuber who is like putting pictures of Gandalf from Lord of the Rings and is like, this is what the gods look like and they're from Saturn. And that's why the movie Lord of the Rings is Lord of the Rings, because it's all connected. And there's a hexagonal storm and the North Pole of Saturn, which is a true thing. NASA has pictures of it. There's this really cool phenomenon. It's like a natural phenomenon that because there's these smaller storms on the either side of it, when this large, massive storm that rages on the North Pole of Saturn spins, it bonks these other storms and it just causes this like cool geometric pattern. Well, when these images are released, particularly infrared NASA images are released, people are like, it's evil. That is this, you know, it's the butthole of the universe, whatever. It's like where all the evil comes from.
Butthole of the universe.
And that Saturn, you know, all the sun god worship through all of the ancient civilizations were actually meaning Saturn. That's why like old ancient suns have like circles around them, because it was confused on, you know, whatever. But that they were all worshiping the same thing, which is these, the dragon kings are the priests of this Saturn worship, which is, again, this David Icke kind of anti-Semitic reptilian prison planet concept. But it's like so wild to me when it's like, well, Toyota's in on it, because did you see their logo? It has rings in their logo. Or NBC is like the, you know, there's certain, the peacock colors mean whatever. I'm like, it's just a peacock.
I think people that subscribe to these types of theories, when you just, at the beginning, you're like, well, I mean, how is that any crazier than any other thing somebody believes? But then when you start like including everything, and like everything is a meaning or a symbol and all this hidden stuff, that's where I think you lose a lot of people, because it's just unlikely that, you know, and it also makes you seem a bit unhinged like when you start bringing up, yeah, well, the peacock's colors are this. But as far as like sun worship and Saturn worship, I mean, there's moon worship. Yeah, who's to say any of that is more ridiculous than the next or more credible? But when you start naming names and businesses and stuff, you know, you never want it. If I was Oprah, I would be like, I don't want to see my name on something like this.
I don't want to see my name on a list with Elon Musk. But no, I agree. I think if you're like astrology or that's just culturally to like follow the moons and planets, but being like, oh, the storm on top is actually where the secret power of the evil of the universe comes from. I don't know. I don't know nothing to know, but I would think that that's just a storm. I don't know.
Yeah. I think with most conspiracy theories, there's like up to a point where you're like, okay. And then it takes a sharp left and most people are like, I'm out. And but then there are a few that continue down that path. And those are the diehards that then shove these notes into people's Lunchables.
Well, the most recent iteration of the note, I think, has been the most telling, because at the very end, it says, watch the movie They Live, which is a John Carpenter movie from 1988 with Rowdy Roddy Piper. And that he plays Nada, who the description is a wanderer without meaning in life. He gets this pair of sunglasses that is capable of showing him the world the way it really is. And so as he goes through LA, he has, when he would put the sunglasses on, it says like obey in the billboard. But when you take the sunglasses off, it's like get a body for hot body for summer. And then something else is like soda, and he puts it on and it's like get addicted when he takes the sunglasses off.
So subliminal messaging, like, he's soda. Able to see through it.
Yes. So it turns out that the media and the government are working together, utilizing subliminal messages to keep the population subdued. And the social elite are these skull-faced aliens who are trying to dominate and take over the world. So given that it's like at the end of the note, they were like, anyway, it's pretty much like this John Carpenter movie called They Live. It's like, oh, well, that's what you mean.
So what we're saying is Rowdy Rod Piper is the
Rowdy
one.
Rowdy Piper is the hero.
Rowdy Piper is the one that's, he's like, I got to get more views on my movie.
It was him the whole time. Sinisterhood will be right back.
Theories circling about who could be responsible for the notes range from a mentally unwell individual with access to food packaging to someone slipping the notes into the boxes of food once they're on the shelves, to an actual organized cabal that distributes the notes via packages of food and nature trails. Unfortunately, no one has ever been spotted in the act of leaving a note, a notion some find difficult to believe. However, J.D. Sword, a skeptical inquirer, explained how it wouldn't be that difficult to leave the notes while remaining undetected. After his coworker found one of the notes inside a Lunchable box, J.D. decided to test how challenging it would be to insert a folded-up piece of paper into the product. He wrote of his findings for Skeptical Inquirer.
Well, it turned out to be much easier than I anticipated. Pinching the ends of the box with enough force opened up a space beneath the outer flaps. Looking inside, I could see there are two inner flaps that are roughly an inch long. These became easier to see once the box is already opened. With a sufficiently flat and long object, I was in my kitchen and had a paring knife close by. It's quite easy to push the folded message past the inner flap and drop it inside the box without causing any obvious damage to the box.
J.D. sent a picture of his experiment to his coworker, who confirmed that the location JD's note landed was nearly identical to where she found the original. Based on his experiment, JD believes the most likely explanation for the notes is an individual conspicuously placing them in packaged food once they are on the shelves of the grocery aisles.
Yeah, when I was at Albertsons the other day, after having read about this, I just went over to like Pop-Tarts because someone said they found them in there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is a huge gap. It's like the Grand Canyon. You could get something in here without having to open it. As long as you manipulate the box a little bit, you could fit all kinds of stuff in there. We're living loose out there.
You probably, too, once you're doing it a while, you learn like, oh, the Pop-Tarts are really easy to open. Mm-hmm. Or the Lunchables. Somebody found one underneath the peel back part of a Chobani yogurt, but still not touching the yogurt. You know, like there's the plastic layer and then there's the silver layer.
Oh, so it was like, between plastic and silver?
Yeah.
Not between silver and yogurt.
Right.
Yeah, plastic, that's how it was like with the Nutella one. It was like the silver top and then the note, mm-hmm. and then they screwed the Nutella lid back on. I'm mm-hmm. like, stop unscrewing stuff. I don't know why. It throws me off more to think that they're unscrewing things versus boop, like sticking it in the side of like popcorn. One,
that's, the unscrewing bothers you more than the sticking it in?
Yeah, somehow. Yeah.
Interesting. Somehow. They are equal to me because either of them, it's touching the thing I'm trying to consume, which I don't really want. If I have to throw away my Nutella, I'm also going to be pissed off.
Oh, and it's expensive too. You mm-hmm. can't be throwing away Nutella. Hell no.
No, that's when you take it back to Tom Thumb and you're like, may I provide you with the following? Lies. Just get a refund.
I was pissed though because I bought some coffee creamer a while back and it's normally like plastic bottle, metal lid, and then the plastic lid on top that you pop mm-hmm. open to like pour your coffee in. When I went to open the plastic lid on top, the metal part had been peeled back and it was open.
No, you gotta take that back.
I meant to and then I forgot, so I ended up having to throw it away.
Did you use it?
No! I just went without coffee creamer. See,
that to me, I would be less likely to use that than
for sure. I threw it out.
Finding this in a box of Lucky Charms or something because somebody had to, or maybe it just happened in production. Either way, the liquid inside has been contaminated, probably.
Yeah, it's compromised. Okay? Yeah, it's compromised. I don't want it.
You're just thinking about.
I'm thinking about the liquid being how close I was.
But oh,
was, you know, because I was like, it's dairy. I'm not fucking with open dairy. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Pennsylvania news outlet The I-Team put out a call for any viewers who had found notes themselves. The station was contacted by people who had received such notes spanning the width of the Commonwealth, as far west as Williamsport, and as far east as Monroe County in the Poconos Mountains. Journalist Andy Melishik, who is leading the investigation for I-Team, has personally been in contact with at least 36 Pennsylvania residents who all found notes. The station contacted psychiatrist Dr. Matthew Berger for his professional opinion. While Dr. Berger has not treated the author of the notes, he told I-Team,
"It looked to be very much like what we would call schizophrenic writing. And what that means is the writing appears to be what's called loose association, a term of art in psychiatry. In the person's mind writing it, it makes sense. To us, it appears to be random words and statements."
Dr. Berger also believes the content offers some insight into the author's mind, telling the I-Team,
"The fact that it is so disorganized in and of itself, the grammar and syntax are so disorganized, this says this is the product of a mind that is very disorganized."
I agree with this, and especially having seen separately that woman that was like my partner who had been diagnosed, like did mm-hmm. something, and then seeing a doctor say like, I'd never heard the term schizophrenic writing, but that would make sense if to the person writing it, it makes total sense. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to people that do not have a mental health problem, it just appears as rambling. But that's where it makes me sad. Any of these types of things, even when I see people out on street corners and stuff, you're not there because you're doing great.
You know? Want to be. Yeah. You're not making these notes because you want to be.
Yeah. Or it's in compulsion or you're untreated or undiagnosed that you're having to do something like this. And when you do see like how disorganized and angry and like concerning the images, the writings, if you translate that to like what's going on in a person's mind, that is both sad and scary to me.
Yeah, the one that the newest one, it might be the second newest one from February of 2024. It ended, it had said before, our number one enemies are domestic. And what kind of disturbed me is that it the new one said our number one enemies are Americans, in quotes. And I just, it was chilling to me. Just like you said, that it's kind of evolving in a way that it obviously makes sense to that person. But because we do have older versions of the note and we've seen how they've evolved, to it going from like, you know what, we need to be an armed public, which feel how you want to feel about that, but it, to then our enemies are Americans in quotes, like almost like so-called Americans. Mm-hmm. And that kind of xenophobia within our culture, I hate that it's sort of turned toward that. Not that it already wasn't, it was already anti-Semitic, you know, it was already that way. But that violent idea of like our fellow Americans are our enemies makes me uneasy. And you're right. It's not a person who's doing well, who's obsessing about these things to the point of writing and committing all these felonies, because you can't tamper with food.
Back in 2020, the woman who found a note in the Duck and Hines cake mix told the Coal Region Canary,
"I think that whoever's doing this is just doing this to make other people see things the same way he or she does. It could be a person who's heavily involved in crime, trying to get the word out before they get into trouble. I'm not really sure what to think."
Well, I didn't make the connection of somebody that's heavily involved in crime.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a whistleblower trying to be like the secret societies are actually.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to be heavily involved in crime if you're spending all your time doing this. I mean, I guess it is a crime to tamper with food, but.
Yeah.
Alex Beloga, president of the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association, who works with 4,000 stores across the state, told the news outlet the organization is aware of what is happening and is investigating. He said,
"As these things pop up, and they periodically do, there's a pretty serious deep dive into the circumstances at all levels of the food supply chain."
In April of 2024, the I-team confirmed with law enforcement sources that the FBI is investigating. The FDA has also confirmed it is aware of the situation and is investigating.
It also, the I-team guy, Andy Meshelsick, said, "We have several strong leads as to where and how the notes were placed, as well as who or what groups may be responsible. We can't say anymore. It's several solid leads," he said twice. So I think there's no way it's not going to get solved, because it is in all of the placements. I think the ones on the trails obviously are much harder, unless a trail cam happened to get them. But I think the grocery stores are under so much surveillance all the time, and they have footage of people from like every angle. Once I learned that grocery store marketing like watches where you walk in the store and decides how to rearrange stores literally based on the foot traffic, and they know what you buy because you scan your little card at the end and they know when your birthday is and where you live and like so much about you. So there's no, to me, it's like there's no way a person could walk into a store, put something in a package and walk out and not at least have their image. Like, we know that what, you know, gender they appear as, what age-ish they are, like what race they are. You know, there's, even if we can't say, oh, that's Bob Smith of 123 Smith Lane, it's like, it's a guy about this age, whatever.
Yeah, I guess you would have to have the camera catching them do it. I mean, I'm sure that there are cameras that have caught their face, but in the act of doing it would be another thing. And
you'd have to when the person bought the product and when it was, Yeah,
and go back from there. But I mean, I've known a lot of people that have shoplifted before, and there's ways to get stuff done without cameras seeing you, especially if you're like familiar with the store and stuff like that. Or maybe it is somebody that buys something, goes home, and returns it. I feel like that would put a bigger mark on you, though, than just doing obvious. It with it on the shelf. Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah, someone on Reddit said that they had found a note taped to the outside of a pallet at a warehouse that they worked at, and they're manager freaked out, called corporate. Corporate said to call the cops. The cops came, and the cops did. They said pulled like surveillance footage as well as like logs and paperwork and stuff, and said they would follow up on it. But that was like back in December. So, but like you said, if it's like, even if there's complete like surveillance footage, if you're just like very easily like boop, like walking by a pallet and just tap it to the side, you might not even be caught on footage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also don't know that it's at the top of the list of things for cops to solve because no one's really getting hurt. You know, I mean, like it's unnerving and it's unsettling, but it's not like if you found a razor blade in your box of Lucky Charms or something like that, you know. Well, anyone who finds a note, particularly in a food item, is asked to call Pennsylvania's FDA Consumer Complaint Coordinator at 877-689-8073. Notes found in state parks can be reported to Pennsylvania's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources at dcnr.pa.gov or 717-787-2869. The FDA recommends that consumers should not use the product in which they found the notes and should return it to the retail outlet. Those who find notes in other states are urged to contact the manufacturer, their local FBI office, or the FDA Consumer Complaint Line at 1-888-INFO-FDA or 1-888-463-6332. So what do we think?
Yeah, I think going through what it probably isn't, you know, some people at first were like, oh, maybe it's like marketing or promotion for like a video game or a movie or ARG. No, because they would not want to commit crimes to do that. And it's been since like 2015.
Who, like marketing what? You
know? Like, that's what people are like.
There's no one to trace it back to. It's not like there's a QR code where you scan and it's like, oh, the next Call of Duty's coming out or something. You know, like there's no information on where to meet up if you feel this way or contact or anything. It's simply just distributing literature, distributing whatever this person believes to be true.
Yeah.
Or persons. And I think it could be more than one person easily.
Sinisterhood will be right back. And the, perhaps they did, you know, make a friend or they've connected somehow and are choosing to distribute them. I think there's been copycats because there's been some, like all of a sudden in 2023, I think late 2023, people started finding them or said that they found them. In some cases, it sort of looked like, okay, you just sort of copy and pasted one that you found and it wasn't exactly in the location that they normally would be. Or any. So some of the ones that are further away, I'm less likely and inclined to believe because I think it is just a, or either that or it's by a person that the original creator has recruited in a different state. Or maybe they're on vacation or they're traveling or something like that. Because seriously,
we all
I mean,
to get our work covered when we're out of town.
But like you said, that woman said, oh, you know, my husband or my partner used to do this. And someone else on Reddit said their roommate, I think, used to write novels. That, and they, the roommate suffered from schizophrenia and had similar writing abbreviation, kind of like almost their own code. But, you know, say this person does have a mental health issue and it's just a single actor. And, you know, they do have to travel for whatever reason, familial reasons or whatever, and are dropping them in other places that they're at. But I don't think it's anyone at the factory because I think you just get too monitored. You have to work too like rigidly.
There's so many cameras on you and it's so fast and everything. There's so many people walking around.
And disparate products.
Constantly checking and stuff because of like health codes. It's that seems unlikely to me. It seems more likely to me that it's an individual or maybe even a couple people. And I agree that they're could very well be copycats just for the sake of riling people up, not even because they believe it necessarily. Yeah, you find a note and then you're like, well, I'm going to make one that's kind of the same but different and then put it around wherever, you know, I live or wherever I'm traveling to. But I think it is one person primarily or a handful of people that, I don't know, maybe they're related or friends and they all just believe these things that are kind of hitting up the same areas in Pennsylvania. But I do think they're being inserted at the store.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That it is, like you said, if people shoplift all the time, you could lean over a box and kind of like, you might, especially if it's something you've done a bunch of times, like you said, and you know which products are easier than others. I would agree with that. And someone else on Reddit said their grandmother had one of the notes slipped into their purse as she shopped at the Dollar General.
Oh, so, I don't like that.
I don't either.
You're getting too close to me to do that.
Right. So to me, that says, okay, well, it's not a delivery driver who's, you know. And also, I think the stuff that comes from the store or the manufacturer to the store is going to be on pallets, like that other delivery person said. They're like taped up. So I think you're right.
Shrink wrapped and stuff to where you can't really get to a box inside of it. Yeah, it seems like the only time apart from a factory line, that someone would have access to this is at the actual grocery store. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's a person working at the grocery store or
patron,
just a resident, I don't know. It seems more likely, I think, that it's probably a resident because they're found not just at grocery stores and nature trails and stuff, but
Goodwill or Salvation Army, wherever it was, where they found it in the pants or the Cabela's, you know, retail stores.
And for the most part, I would say, I hesitate to say it's harmless because you never know where something like this could go. I think it's harmless in the fact that I don't think anyone that ate a box of cereal that found this would, you know, fall
yes,
ill.
It's not poisoned.
But I do agree, or I do feel like the person or persons that are doing this is struggling and needs help. And that's who I'm more concerned about, is the person that could escalate. And like, what you don't know, or if someone thinks this kind of stuff, like what they could do next. But yeah, also, I want somebody like that to get help. I don't want them to be struggling and suffering.
Yeah, because it's, when you read it, it's a scary place to be in, to think that every single thing you pass on the road, if it's circular or ring shaped or something, that it is, you know, a black cube Saturn storm cult symbolism, and that you're going to get got by some horrible cabal. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's based on the experts, you know, Dr. Berger and people who have had firsthand familiarity with it. It does seem like it is not a cipher. Some people on Reddit had said, oh, you know, I think maybe there's a secret code in it, but from a code would have like repetitive certain things that you would be able to decipher. And here it's random and disorganized, kind of like Dr. Berger said. So it doesn't, insofar as like dragon kings mean lizard people, yes, that's a cipher. It's like code, you know, but it's not really a code so much as jargon that's used within this black cube cult, Saturn storm cult kind of David Icke offshoot thing. And so I don't think that it's necessarily like a cipher in that the person has an ulterior message they're trying to get across. I think they're trying to get the message of that group across, and they're using the language of that group because they believe it and subscribe to those beliefs. But I do think it's a person who's struggling, and you're right. I don't want to leave somebody that's struggling like that. I hope they get found, not because I think they're trying to poison everybody's Nutella, but I think because that's a hard way to live, to think that you had to have a compulsion to go, God, I got to save everybody. I'm Rowdy Roddy Piper. I got to go around and like tell everyone the truth. They deserve peace and rest, and they shouldn't feel like they have to manufacture these notes.
Yeah. And I, you know, someone that is doing this very well, honestly and sincerely believes that they are helping people by getting this message out. So what we see is like, oh, they're, you know, just trying to scare everybody. They might think they're trying to save everybody.
They do. Yeah. Yeah. It's a message. It's trying to help, truly, because it's like, open your eyes, educate yourself. It's not like I'm ready to fight you all. It's like, hey, let's all fight the bad guys together. So it's definitely I don't think it's a good thing to tamper with food or open packages that aren't yours. And it's the federal government would agree with me, and probably the state too. So that is dangerous for this person, that their mental illness is unchecked and that they're doing something that's now causing them to break the law. And I hope that when they are found, they're treated compassionately and not, oh, okay, well, technically you did this 158 times, and that's technically 158, you know, felonies or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I am at the end of the day, while it might scare some people, no one's been hurt by it. So yes. I hope that when the person or persons that is doing this is found, if it is a situation where they are mentally unwell and need help, that that is taken in consideration. Now, if it's just a bunch of teens that are trying to, you know, rile people
good
up.
Good job. Then that's good prank. Good, I mean, prank. You made it. You
also,
made it on
don't
the Today
do
Show.
It.
Yeah, don't do it. You're going to go to jail too. Then I hope you get fined or community service or something if you're just being a troll. But yeah, you made it on the Today Show. So if you're trolling, you trolled hard enough to get the Today Show and Sinisterhood. I mean, you can't do much better than that.
No. Yeah, us and Hoda, we are really getting the world all these things.
We are. We're saving the world like Hoda Kotb.
Well, if you have found a note, you've seen one, you know someone that has, a good place to send that information in would be sinisterhood.com/freakyfriday.
Yeah.
We would, and I'm going to go back because I swear, and if you were the person that commented on like our Facebook group or maybe it was on Patreon,
someone
that
sent
you
this
found
in.
One of these notes, repost, because I feel like I saw this and we want to talk to you if you did, for sure. Yes. And if anybody else, send it in.
Yeah, I want to hear some Freaky Friday stories. And thank you to, I think, 3 or 4 people sent this into the database. So if you're looking to send us suggestions for future episodes, go to sinisterhead.com/contact and hit that on, because that's how we found this lovely subject. And yeah. The Skookle notes. That's it. We did it, guys.
Skookle notes, yeah.
I had to do my Philly accent at the end. Some Skookle notes. I'm going to go eat a hoagie.
Is that how people from Philly talk?
Well, that's what I think it is. Paris gets so mad when I do it.
It sounds the way I'm hearing
it. It's hard
it,
to do a Philly
please
accent.
Please don't come at me, Philly people, because I'm just saying how I'm hearing Heather's impression sounds kind of Valley girlish.
Oh, no. Valley girl's like more like this. Like we're going to go to the Wawa and get some water. Water. I got to get water for
my hoagie.
I guess it's,
to me,
my
I hear it as surfer guy. I'll say surfer guy instead of Valley girl. But the same like inflection of like, kind of like, and that's just how I'm here. But I also, I don't think Paris has an accent.
No, he does not.
And I don't really talk to anybody else from Philly, so I don't know. I got to get Jason Kelsey, me, and we got to be tight, because then I'll know the Philly accent.
Yes.
And he's, Kylie, too.
I wonder if he claims Philly are more like, because are they Cincy boys? Isn't that
what
new heights
are? Yeah, he
doesn't
sound like he's from Philly, but I think Kylie is
from
Philly.
Yes, yeah. And she kind of does sound like that.
Has that accent, yeah.
And is badass, and I want to be friends with her.
Oh, yeah. I feel like she would like us.
She'd tell me I have to take my sweatshirt off right now, 100%. And if you're not watching the video on YouTube, I'm wearing a Dallas Cowboys sweatshirt. But, and I would, for if we could be friends, I would wear my
you
proudly
can
wear my
into
Eagles.
Your Eagles one.
Yes.
Well, if you like our free episodes, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free to see what we're up to next. We also send out an archived bonus content once a month to all of our free subscribers, so you still get cool, interesting stuff. Or you can join at a tier and get over 800 hours of bonus content, which by now it might even be up to 900 hours.
9 million hours. Well, that's what it'll feel like. You can't even get through it all. But with that free trial, you can try to and get through as much as you want and cancel at any time and you won't get charged. But our most recent BOCO that's out is a listener confessions, where we talk about petty, horrible things that people have done many years ago that they need to be absolved for. So go over and tune into that and send your own petty confessions if you have any.
Also, thank you everyone on Patreon that made me feel so much better about what I thought happened with the park masturbator, because there are probably 30 comments that are like, oh yeah, I thought he was on a park bench too, or I thought he was out in the trees, or I thought, hi buddy. What a perfect time for my son to run in the room.
But you are very
just talking about jerking it in a park.
I was literally about to be like, you mean masturbate gate? I mean, you have headphones in, so he wouldn't have heard, but I would have felt bad. But yes, the great masturbate gate debate. It was, if you listen to Freaky Friday, we talked about a guy, one of our wonderful British listeners called a park wanker. He was wanking in the park, and we were discussing what way we envisioned it, and Christy had a way she envisioned it, I had a way I envisioned it, and then everyone in the comments came through. So you can listen to that and sound off. Was Christy right? Was he standing up wanking it, or was I envisioned him in the car wanking it? So
it makes
knows?
Everybody said, oh, I envisioned him standing outside, but it makes more sense he was in a car, which I totally agree to.
Some of y'all never wanked it in a park.
We all, what'd you say?
Said some of y'all never wanked it in a park and it showed.
I legit thought, and one other person was like he was in the bushes by mm-hmm. like doing it. And that's how I pictured it too. But
nefarious.
I guess we won't know in like, well,
we can call him. I know
we
his
know
name.
His name and where he works. So I guess we could. But we won't. We won't. No. We'll leave it up to the, some things are better left. Just
all that
to
just
the
say.
Mind.
Subscribe to our Patreon for debates like that.
And for recent patrons, thank you so much for supporting the show. And make sure you stick around after our sign-offs to hear your shout-out.
Head over to sinisterhead.com and click shop on the top banner to check out merch like t-shirts, mugs, totes, and stickers, even clothes for your kiddos. Christy is modeling our wonderful Believe and Be Kind.
Look at Flatwood's this sweet Monster shirt designed by my sweet daughter.
That Ella did, and it
if you're
is
watching
available.
On YouTube, you got to see that little show.
She's like, move the camera, show my chest. But yes, you can get them in adult sizes all the way down to kiddos, toddlers, infants, and you can match with a wonderful message designed by our junior researcher. Mm-hmm. So head over to sinisterhead.com, click shop on the top banner to check out everything, including our clearance department, and use your merch discounts from Patreon.
Yes. While you're on our website, you can also review the show. We make it super simple to give us a 5-star review, follow us on socials, and check out the episode description for sources used during our research. You'll also find fun things like topic-based playlists and links to all those live show tickets for the Full Moon Energy Tour.
Don't miss it. Go follow us over on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. You can watch full video versions of the show early and ad-free on Patreon and then on YouTube, as well as we've been streaming. So make sure you're following.
I meant to talk about at the beginning because
California streaming, baby.
We see the statistics. People drop off before we get to this part in the show. But we've been going live a lot and it's been super fun. So follow us on socials so you know when we go live from the porch.
Yes, we've been live on YouTube. We've been live on Facebook. We were live on TikTok from the Trans-Allegheny. So who knows where we'll go live next. So be sure you're following us everywhere. And if you want an on-demand custom video shout out for yourself, go to cameo.com and search Sinisterhood to order yours today. So it's the most perfect Mother's Day gift you know she doesn't have already yet. And even if she does have it, every cameo is different. So if someone else gets her a cameo and you get her one, we won't tell and we'll do them both so different. So it'll be great. Go to cameo.com and book yours now. Christy, where are you at online?
I am on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I'm on the internet at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting the show on Patreon. Here are your special Patreon shoutouts. Samantha Cronin.
Leah Dermott.
Allison LaRosa Flick.
Zuzana.
Michaela Motter.
PT.
Megan Large.
Ali Bardo.
Brittany Carolyn.
Debs Bishop.
Katie Spadowski.
Electra.
Abby Fort.
CT in DC.
And Cassie.
Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We could not do this without you. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. We hope we pronounce your names correctly. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep it creepy.
Mwahaha.